Aaron Sorkin is known best as a television writer and producer, especially as creator of The West Wing. But he got his start on Broadway 19 years ago with the play A Few Good Men. He's back now with a new play, The Farnsworth Invention. It happens to be all about television, as Jeff London reports.
It's hard to think of a more ubiquitous device than the television. They're in our living rooms, our dens, our bedrooms, even in the kitchen. Sometimes houses have more TVs than people. Actor Hank Azaria, who stars in The Farnsworth Invention, has spent quite a bit of his career on television.
I make my living in television. I love television. I'm a TV addict. I was raised on television, and I didn't know about this story until I read this play.
The Farnsworth Invention is based on the true story of the birth of television and the battle to control the patents. At its core are two strong characters. Philo Farnsworth was a self-trained scientist who grew up on a farm in Idaho and came up with the first workable idea for television. David Sarnoff was the Machiavellian visionary who was one of the founders of RCA and NBC. Convinced of the potential power of television, he tried to steal Farnsworth's invention. Aaron Sorkin says, according to his research, Sarnoff clearly won the battle.
There are about a half dozen books written about Sarnoff, about a half dozen written about Philo. If you read any of the books about Philo, Sarnoff is a huge character in these books. He's a Darth Vader character in these books. If you read any of the books about Sarnoff, if Philo is mentioned at all, he gets one sentence.
But Sorkin says each man, in his own way, was essential to the development of television.
They were able to see things that others weren't able to see. Primarily in this case, they were able to see what television was going to be, where everyone else just saw, as they say in the play, that it was just going to be a parlor trick for a bunch of rich people. These two saw that one day every house was going to have one, and this was going to be simply part of our water supply.
It's 1921. Nobody had it. Nobody was close. And let me tell you, nobody cared that much.
It's a gadget. It's a parlor trick for a couple of rich people.
Nobody had it except a 14-year-old kid in Rigby, Idaho, standing in a field of potatoes.
Photoelectric material, like, say, selenium. It releases a spray of electrons when light hits it.
Yeah?
And the cathode is essentially the opposite, right?
It was time to build a television set.
I need $20,000 to set up a lab and create a device that'll transmit pictures, moving pictures, electronically through the air, and then reassemble them at great distances all in a fraction of a second.
Sorkin says he was initially approached to do a movie about Philo Farnsworth, but a few days after he signed with a film studio, he realized the story could be told more effectively as a play.
Philo and David Sarnoff never met each other, so in the movie there was no way to get them talking to each other. In a play, you can do whatever you want. So I came up with the notion of the unreliable narrator, in this case two unreliable narrators, each narrating each other's story, accusing the other of lying, getting things wrong, no, you forgot about this, and kind of dueling it out through the end while their stories were being played on a stage.
You sent them to my lab.
It wasn't like it was a secure area.
Scientists aren't supposed to operate in secret. You share as much information as you can.
You were eager to show it to me.
I had a light problem.
No, you had a huge light problem. If you hadn't, it would have been done by now. If you hadn't, you would have owned television. If you hadn't, somebody somewhere, anybody, anywhere, anyone other than me would have heard of you.
I really ended up in your nightmares, didn't I?
I sleep fine.
Hank Azaria plays David Sarnoff. He says normally doing a play with so much direct address to the audience would be a huge challenge.
What you hate as an actor is exposition. You hate having to deliver it. We call it laying pipe. You know what I mean? It sucks. And you fight it and you try to find ways to make it interesting, or you busy it up with an action or with something going on. In this play, it's probably more than 50% exposition. And it never feels like I'm delivering an expository line. I think that that's Aaron's, dare I say, genius. It's at the very least his expert craftsmanship.
And Aaron Sorkin has crafted a play of epic size. The Farnsworth Invention employs a cast of 19 actors playing 150 different roles. Des McAnuff has directed the play on an ever-changing two-tiered set. But there's one thing that's conspicuously absent: a television screen. McAnuff says that was a very conscious choice.
Clearly, we all know what a television screen looks like, so it's much more interesting to see the faces of the people who are witnessing television for the first time.
That's the smoke!
Hang on. It is.
Oh, my God!
It is!
Oh,
Cliffy!
We got a picture!
The Farnsworth invention was in previews when the stagehand strike shut down Broadway. After a three-week hiatus, the show opened last night. Producer Michael David told NPR late last week that he was nervous about the effects of the shutdown.
We are so pleased to be out of paralysis and anxious to go again. And frankly, I think we'll get our stuff together. It's can we get back the momentum that's so hard to find and you cannot buy for our little show in the midst of everything else that's happening. So we cross our fingers.
One thing that the show has going for it is Aaron Sorkin's marquee value, something he's earned through his prolific work on television. But Sorkin admits it's taken him a while to return to the stage.
I would have preferred to have come back much sooner with a play, but I didn't have an idea for one. At the moment, I'm averaging an idea every 19 years, and I'm hoping in the second half of my life I'll pick up the pace a little bit. I've loved writing television, and I hope I write more. I love writing movies, and I hope I write more, but there's no place I'd rather be than in New York with a play.
The Farnsworth invention is playing an open-ended run at the Music Box Theater on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Another show that mixes the stage and television is coming to New York.
Talk to the hand.
It's so tragic, it's so sad, 'cause your brother is your dad.
You heard that, 'cause your brother is your dad. That's part of Jerry Springer the Opera, an absurd singing and dancing version of the lurid daytime talk show. In the performance, actors play the show's guests and the audience, and there are cameos by men in diapers and tap-dancing members of the Ku Klux Klan. The show has been a huge hit in Britain since it opened in London 4 years ago, and next month it will be staged here in the U.S. in a special concert version at Carnegie Hall. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.